Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bounds. On this week's music review, we're casting our ears stateside for a triple bill of American releases from the bands Warpaint and Cherry Glazer and pop queen Lady Gaga. And our guide through it all is Alice Vincent, arts and entertainment writer for The Telegraph, who joins me in the studio. Welcome to the programme, Alice. Nice to have you.
Thank you to be here.
Now, we say you're an arts and entertainment writer. We always talk about TV together for some reason, and paths have never crossed on music.
Right, I know.
So
it's a brave new world.
The proof of the pudding is in the spinning of the discs. we're going to talk about Warpaint first. This is a new track from a new album, very nice. Do you want to talk us through a little bit about the band, maybe, and then about new songs?
Sure. So Warpaint emerged, they kind of emerged in around 2010. They're an LA all-girl kind of garage band, one of those really lovely, like, bands that have popped out of LA's emergent garage scene, which is actually a really great place for launching cool girl bands. Girlpool is another one, Cherry Glazer, who we'll speak about shortly. And this is their first record in 2 years, their third record in total, and it signals a bit of a change in direction.
So they're quite mellifluous on record. They have been kind of mellifluous on record. Live, they're quite a different proposition, aren't they?
Yeah, there's very much like, it very much kind of evokes a kind of scuzzy punk vibe, which, as you say, if you just listen to the music, you kind of wouldn't expect.
Should we have a bit of new song?
Yeah.
Good stuff. It's new from Warpaint. It's called New Song. Alice Vincent is talking us through the music review here on Monocle 24 today. That's got a really good energy to it. It's kind of a hooky record,
right?
This one, right? Yeah.
This is it. And for their third album, they've really brought so many hooks in. As you say previously, it's not kind of been there. And it is. But it's got a sort of disco vibe to it.
Yeah, it's got a force of the floor or something going on there, right?
And it's really exciting because it's like, oh, wow, imagine what they might be like if they did some more kind of dance floor banger style stuff.
Exactly, crossover. And Warpaint, four girls, what are they like? What is their persona? Are they too cool for school? Are they accessible? What are they like?
So, I mean, yeah, they initially, of course, from the band photos, they'd looking terribly, like, super cool and like...
I'd be too shy to go up to them and say hi.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They look like the gang everyone wants to be part of. But there are some really charming recordings of them talking about their music and how they make it and these jam sessions they have. And they sound very sweet.
Oh, bless them. They are Warpaint. They are back with a bang. And according to Alice Vincent, some disco beats, some disco biscuits, possibly some disco beats. We heard a new song. Okay, Cherry Glazer, who I call Cherry Glazer because it's got two R's on the end.
Now I think like they're Cherry Glazer because of you. I'm so confused.
We'll get them in. We'll have to get them in for a session and we'll ask them face to face. Okay, talk us through these guys.
So it's actually, I mean, a kind of similar setup. So except that Cherry Glazer, fronted by Clementine Creevy, which is the kind of name you'd hear in a teen movie,
That's
feel.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. They're all teenagers. They're frightfully young and they've been terribly successful. They've been picked up by the fashion crowd. So they've sort of soundtrack a Saint Laurent show. And they released their debut album a couple of years ago. It's called Haxel Princess. And I love that record. It's...
Haxel Princess. I thought you said Haxel Princess. I was going to go, that is another good band name, Haxel Princess.
Yeah, that is. Oh, like, it's a really good one.
Supporting Iron Maiden in 2017, right?
Yeah, no, they've created the portmanteau Haxel, which I'm not entirely sure what that word is.
I like it. What are we going to hear from these guys then?
This is their latest single, and it's called...
I told you I'd always be with the guys.
I knew it's linked about being always with the
guys. Sorry, I said about
it. Definitely set me up there.
I couldn't find it, and I thought, I'll get Alice to do it. She'll definitely know. What they are fairly nifty with a name then, with a title for both albums and their own band and their songs. This is Told You I'd Always Be With the Guys.
Nobody has no
Okay, nice. That's Cherry Glazer with Told You I'd Always Be With The Guys. There's a nice kind of post-punk, almost a bit. There's a bit like sort of a nicely produced Slits or something going on there.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, right? Yeah.
I think what I really like about it is that the vocals, you've got that really thudding, kind of swaying bass line, and then the vocals are just sort of come out of nowhere. They're almost like a bit Grimes-esque, that weird contorted falsetto. I really like it.
Yeah, I love that. And they can sing, they can play. That sounds really nice, actually. Yeah. So tell us about Cherry Glazer. Is there a scene? We've talked about wall paint. We're talking about Cherry Glazer. Cherry Glazer. Someone might write in, who knows. Is there a girl band scene in Los Angeles? We kicked off talking about wall paint and saying it's been kind of fertile ground for these sorts of bands.
So there's this club called, I think it's called The Smell.
The Smell.
Yeah, and that's this like...
So many good names coming out of this city right now.
And that's been around for a while, and it seems... I mean, it's kind of a place that if I was a teenager, I'd really want to go and hang out. There's a lot of very cool kids go there, play gigs, watch shows, and all of these bands are coming out of it. So I think that's the interesting thing to note. But
get yourself down to The Smell, kids.
It's the best place in town.
All right.
Yeah.
So we were talking about there about Cherry Glazer... fronted by Clementine Creevy, who sounds like something possibly from a sort of Edward St. Aubyn novel brought bang up today. I kind of really want to bump into Clementine Creevy. I don't know what I'm going to do with her, but she sounds kind of... Either she's going to get you into hard drugs or she's a terrible snob or both. I love the sound of it. We're going to end up with kind of the elephant in the pop room, although she's been missing for a couple of years, Lady Gaga. Tell us what's new from Lady Gaga, Alice.
So Lady Gaga did this thing where she released an album called Art Pop about 3 years ago, and it was a bit of a challenge. And she sort of kind of disappeared from view when went and did a jazz record with Tony Bennett, and it was all like, oh god, what's happened to Gaga? Taylor Swift came in, the pop landscape completely changed, and now she's back with this song called Perfect Illusion, which has sort of appeared out of nowhere. She's got a record coming out in about a month, and she's sort of, it feels like we're seeing a bit of a new Gaga.
Okay, well let's see if we can hear a new one.
Okay,
this is Perfect Illusion. Who else? Lady Gaga. She's back with a bang with Perfect Illusion. Sounds pretty similar to Gaga, right? It's
maybe
got those thumping beats going on in the background.
She's not gone rogue. I really like it. I think I'm one of the few people who do. I think a lot of people thought this is quite an underwhelming comeback, actually, which I think is unfair. I like that her vocals are more polished. She's stripped everything down. I think if you heard it in a club, you'd start dancing.
Yeah, it's got a good club vibe to it.
Yeah. And I think also what she's really stripped down, which you wouldn't necessarily hear from the music, is the concept. So before we were kind of getting a bit overloaded with kind of dresses made of flank steak and dragging up and all of these other things. And it's just her, a pair of very small shorts and a microphone now.
I was going to say, I was going to mention the small shorts because I saw it messing about on the internet and coming up with this stuff. This is the image that sort of, this is the look she's going for. And I was going to ask you where there's a new Gaga record, there is a new Gaga look, there is almost a new Gaga persona. So she's kind of, maybe she is going Californian, you know, to fit in with your theme of this afternoon, right?
Yes, it was all very cleverly thought about.
Well done.
Her new album is called Joanne, and it's named after her late aunt who died from lupus. And Gaga has lupus herself, so it's all quite pertinent. She's got this kind of stripped back but bad girl image. And she played a secret gig on the same day she released Perfect Illusion in London, and I went to it. And it felt like seeing a new, weird, snarling kind of rock Gaga. There was no... Maybe she just had a long day of publicity, who knows? But there was none of that kind of little monsters love that associate with her.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, one of those people that people will always have a point of view on, I suppose. That's the acid test of any pop star. If you come back and people care one way or the other what you're doing, whether they like it or they don't, or they think it's predictable or not, we'll always have her.
Yeah.
Perfect Illusion, Lady Gaga, from an album called Joanne. That is out on the 21st of October. Before that, Alice was telling us about Cherry Glazer, a song called Told You I'd Always Be With The Boys. Love it. And we kicked off, of course, with Warpaint and New Song. That brings us to the end of today's programme. Thank you very much to Alice Vincent, who led us a merry dance through the garages of Los Angeles. All those girls. I told you I'd be with the guys. thank you very much to Alice Vincent. And of course, to my producer, Holly Fisher, and researcher, Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our theatre review with Matt Wolfe. For the time being, from me, Robert Bounds, thank you very much for tuning in.